nothing that's grim,
nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, May 4th, and you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. I'm Eric, your host. As always, it is my thrill to be here. I like nothing more than spending my Saturday morning having a chance to talk to all of you fabulous WZBG folks out there. It is the best part of my week, and today is a rather special Saturday in the pantheon of Saturdays, if you will. It's going to be a day where we talk about theater, I promise you that, but before we can get into the theater, we do have to acknowledge that today, well, let me just put it this way. That's right, folks. Today is May 4th. May the 4th be with you, the unofficial Star Wars holiday. And for a nerd like me, today is kind of a big day. So I know that on television, I'm sure you can find the Star Wars movies. They're up on a streaming service. There's the Associated Media, the TV, the streaming shows, and so on and so forth. And there's something about it. It's always struck me as being rather magical, being rather impressive. And there has not been an official Star Wars musical. There may have been some unofficial, off-the-books kind of things, but to my knowledge, there's never been an official Star Wars musical, and that is not me campaigning for one, trust me. I am not doing that. I think some things are better left alone as far as that's concerned. But it did get me thinking about a genre of musical that is somewhat underrepresented, the sci-fi musical. And so I thought today we might enjoy taking a look at some songs from sci-fi musicals, because there just aren't that many of them, and it's an interesting little grouping. Maybe some of it has to do with the production headaches that would come along with sci-fi. Sci-fi usually means a lot of technology, a lot of advanced technology. You can do things in movies you can't do on the stage, so that might have something to do with it, but who knows. So in honor of Star Wars Day, May the 4th be with you, I am going to be sharing some show tunes from some sci-fi musicals. We're going to kick things off with something that I don't think it's closed yet. I do think it's they're talking about when it's all going to wrap up, but it's currently on Broadway. It's Back to the Future, the musical, based on the iconic, the classic, the signature film series from the 80s there, starring, of course, Christopher Lloyd, Michael J. Fox, Leah Thompson. It was turned into a musical, and it's currently playing on Broadway at the Winter Garden, I believe, with Roger Bart in the role of Dr. Emmett Brown, and it transferred over from London, and there's a London cast recording, which I happen to have. So we'll kick things off with something from the London cast recording of Back to the Future, the musical. This is Roger Bart and the cast with one of his big early songs called It Works.
It's a time machine? Wait a minute, Doc. Are you trying to tell me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
Well, if you're gonna build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
I'm the architect of TikTok Tech, a frequent flyer on a cosmic trek. I sorted through the quarks and quirks, and for once I know I've made a thing that really works. It's a time machine that goes both ways, to new tomorrows and to yesterdays. It's a car for the stars, like Captain Kirk's, and for once I know I've made a thing that really works. It works! Your head can put you in a coma, you could end up dead. A calling for your mama, but for me instead. That blunt force trauma when I slipped and hit my head. She'll something loose in me, some high fruit in the tree, and that's when I could see how fluid time can be. It gave me the connection after decades of rejection. I never really thought I'd get to see how well. And it works, it works, it works,
it works.
And with this new invention, I'll cut through the fourth dimension, 'cause it works, it works, it works,
it works.
I found what I was searching for, it's called the flux capacitor. It's this year's breakthrough scientific fire. The secret was confined, and it's like I was blind, man. The solution was sublime, and I knew it all the time. I didn't see how I could do it until I put my mind to it. It works, it works, it works. A splice in time funicular,
works,
but it's vehicular,
it
because it works, it works,
it works.
The world will write my story in this stainless steel DeLorean. The time continuum shall be traversed, because Marty, it works, it works, it works,
it works,
it works, it works.
Roger Bart and the original London cast of Back to the Future the Musical with It Works here on Backstage on WZBG. And Back to the Future the Musical falls into that sci-fi musical category that I said we were going to be featuring here on Backstage this morning. Roger Bart's actually up for a Tony nomination, or rather he has a Tony nomination for his role as Doc Brown. The Tonys will be taking place next month. We'll have to tune in and see if he wins or not. Again, the sci-fi concept does not appear on Broadway all that often, and I don't really know why. Maybe it has to do with the technical aspect of it all. Maybe people don't feel that Broadway audiences would really appreciate sci-fi stories as much. Who knows? But there have been several successful sci-fi shows that have appeared on Broadway over the years. Let's listen to another track from Back to the Future the Musical. Again, currently playing, I believe, at the Winter Garden there in New York City. But this is the original London cast recording. We have Ollie Dobson in the role of Marty McFly and Roger Bart as Doc Brown singing Back in Time.
$19.99. All I wanted to do was play my guitar and sing. So take me away, I don't mind, but you better promise me you'll be back in time. Gotta get back in time.
There you go, Back in Time, the Huey Lewis 80s hit repurposed for Back to the Future, the Musical. And you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. And Huey Lewis was very involved in the development of Back to the Future the musical. Much of his music was featured in the original film, and so it made sense to go back to him and have him consult a bit, do a little work with the music, and make for what I'm hearing is a really fun experience. I haven't been able to get into the city to see it yet, but who knows? I'll have to see if I can grab myself some tickets. In the meantime, I'm here in Connecticut. I'm checking out community theater. I encourage you to do the same. Sometimes you can even get a sci-fi musical in community theater, like this one, which has gone around from time to time. In fact, I believe this was the last musical to be performed on the main stage of the Warner prior to the pandemic striking. I'm talking about Jekyll and Hyde. Now, this sort of straddles the sci-fi line. It's a little gothic. It's sort of old school. Robert Louis Stevenson's novel came out in the 19th century, but it's a sci-fi story for its time. The idea that a man could create a chemical compound that would reveal another side of himself. You know, Dr. Jekyll takes his formula and becomes Edward Hyde, and Edward Hyde is all the darkness that Jekyll doesn't want the world to see, all the darkness that can exist in a person chooses not to engage with. And there, in the Broadway production, they had this beautiful set piece with a laboratory and actual flames for the Bunsen burners, and everything looked very, you know, 19th century high science. So I'm calling it a sci-fi musical. So here from the original Broadway cast recording of Jekyll and Hyde, we have, oh my goodness, his name just completely went out of my head. Robert Cuccioli. Good grief. How did I nearly forget that? This is Robert Cuccioli singing This Is the Moment.
This is the moment. This is the day. When I send all my doubts and demons on their way, every endeavor I have made ever is coming into play, is here and now, today. This is the moment, this is the time, when the momentum and the moment are in rhyme. Give me this moment, this precious chance. I'll gather up my past and make some sense at last. This is the moment when all I've done, all of the dreaming, scheming, and screaming become one. This is the day. See it sparkle and shine when all I've lived for. The moment, the greatest.
Robert Cuccioli from the original Broadway cast recording of Jekyll and Hyde with This Is the Moment. You know, if I can't say with any certainty, but I feel like if he keeps at it, he might have a little something. He may be able to make a little hay, you know, maybe get himself in the ensemble of something somewhere. A tremendous talent, Robert Cuccioli. I had the great pleasure of seeing him in Connecticut. He was performing a couple of years back. He was doing a show at the Laura Terrace Theater, and it was a Connecticut Christmas Carol or something along those lines. And he has such a captivating presence on the stage. Your eye goes to him, and it's magnetic is what it is. So truly impressive. And in this particular production, what's most impressive is that he was basically playing two different roles with completely different characterizations, a completely different vocalization, a completely different way of carrying himself and holding himself and moving. And he had to transition back and forth between them. And this song will give you a sense of that other side of him. This is called Alive, and this is Mr. Hyde's first real song in the show when he is released by the formula. It sounds like, almost sounds like, I mean, you can still kind of tell it's Robert Cuccioli, but if you're not paying attention, it seems like a completely different person. So here is Robert Cuccioli as Edward Hyde singing Alive.
Feeling of power and drive, I've never known. I feel alive. Where does this feeling of power derive? Making me know why I'm alive. Like a night, it's a secret, sinister, dark, and unknown. I do not know what I seek, yet I'll seek it alone. I have a thirst that I cannot deprive. Never have I felt so alive. There is no battle I couldn't survive. Feeling like this, feeling alive. Like a moon, an enigma, lost and alone in the night. Damned by some heavenly stigma, but blazing with light. It's the feeling of being alive, filled with evil but truly alive. It's the truth I cannot be denied. It's the feeling of being alive.
There you go, Robert Cuccioli as Edward Hyde from Jekyll and Hyde, the musical. And it falls into that sci-fi category. It's all about someone who uses technology to change things completely. And yes, it's dated by our standards, but when Robert Louis Stevenson wrote the original story, it was considered wildly fantastic and futuristic. So I think it qualifies. That's why I lumped it in there. Let's jump to something a little more modern and something that's a little more clearly sci-fi. The musical I'm talking about is Be More Chill. It's a Joe Iconis musical based on a young adult book, and it tells the story of a high school nerd who is given an opportunity through something called a SQIP, S-Q-U-I-P, to become the kind of person he's always wanted to be. It's sort of like a nanotech thing, and it gets implanted in him, and it's sort of like an internal AI, right? It talks to him, it tells him what he should do, it at times can control him, and it's, I mean, what we're really talking about is like the Pygmalion story, right? This whole idea, it's My Fair Lady in a sense. Can you transform yourself or transform someone else into something that is very foreign to what they really are? You know, can a person put on a persona and become that persona eventually? And I got the opportunity to see it on a field trip. The school that I teach at, we ran a field trip. We went down to go see it. Very appropriate for high schoolers, speaks to their experience. And I wasn't sure what I was going to think about it, and I really, really enjoyed it. That sci-fi element, I'm a sci-fi guy, that sci-fi element really, I thought, added to the story rather than detracting from it. And it was interesting. It started one way, and then in the second act, it kind of became this whole other story. I saw elements of, like, Dear Evan Hansen. I saw elements of Little Shop of Horrors. I saw, again, the Pygmalion story. So there were so many influences that came together in this. I thought it was absolutely, absolutely fantastic. So from the original Broadway cast recording of Be More Chill, we have, I believe this is the closing of the second act, where the nerd, the character Jeremy, has the squip implanted, and he's starting to let it help him, and it's trying to set him up for future success. And, oh, by the way, the Broadway cast decided that the squip, when it spoke to him, it was going to take on this sort of Keanu Reeves in the Matrix vibe. So if you get that sense, that's what they were going for. So here's the cast of Be More Chill, the original Broadway cast, with the song Upgrade.
Isn't the sun on the bleachers très magnifique? Being here with you right now, our future is so clear, our union is so near. Being here with you right now, my heartbeat is steady. Oh, chill, Bill, I'm ready. So
life was so pitiful before. Now it's time to go all the way and more. You gotta get an upgrade.
Upgrade.
Upgrade. You gotta get an upgrade.
Upgrade.
Upgrade. Don't worry about the guilt you feel. Just take a breath and seal the deal. Now you gotta get an upgrade. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotta get an upgrade.
I was never the sort of guy. Feel all the feels. But since I met you, I've been high key, trying to change what's in my psyche, trying to be a better man, and that's for reals. I'm sick of playing the role I'm supposed to play. Christine, don't you ever feel that way?
I
never hung with a girl like you before. I don't know if you know it, but I am sure that for me you are an upgrade.
Upgrade.
Upgrade. Let's be each other's upgrade.
Oh, wow.
Upgrade.
Well, I am flattered this is new. Still, I'm not sure what I should do.
You gotta take the upgrade. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotta get an upgrade. You should come over. I got a big house and it gets kind of lonely without my parents.
Oh.
Hey, that's funny.
I'm sorry. It's just the poor, lonely, rich boy routine kind of sounds like
an act. I guess you'd know about that, Juliet.
What?
When's the last time you tried something new? Not on a stage. I'm tired of being the person that everyone thinks that I am.
Tired of being the person that everyone thinks that I am.
When I'm with Chloe, people always look at her first. But at the mall, you looked at me. It's like, Chloe's my best friend, but sometimes I'm tired of always being her.
Player two.
I just want someone to see me first. I'm tired of being the person that everyone thinks that I am.
I'm tired of being the person that everyone thinks that I am. I'm tired of being the person that everyone thinks that I am.
Thinks that I am.
I'm tired of being the person that I am.
was Upgrade from Be More Chill, the original Broadway cast recording of the sci-fi musical for young people. And we're coming up on 9:30. You're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. So what we're going to do is we're going to pause for a quick moment. And then when we come back, we can talk about the buzz.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens. But social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All right, let's see what's going on, shall we? The Goshen Players are continuing with their run of 9 to 5 The Musical. Now, I've seen some posting on their social media that they have sold out their entire run, which I tend to think is true. I know that they've been doing some really great stuff lately, and it's been wildly popular, so it would not surprise me in the least. You can still go to GoshenPlayers.org to find out if there are any seats available. Maybe you get lucky, but don't be surprised if you have missed out at this point. That's going to be running now through May 12th. Landmark Community Theater is wrapping up their production of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee this weekend. There's a show tonight and a show tomorrow. There may still be some tickets left. You can go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org for more on that. Phoenix Stage Company is opening their production of Sweet Surrender tonight. That's running tonight through May 18th. For tickets and information, you should go to phoenixstagecompany.org. One piece of news that I got the other day, unfortunately, TheaterWorks New Milford has had to cancel their production of Betty's Summer Vacation. So they don't have anything scheduled in the near future. You can go to theaterworks.us for more information on what they have going on. Once I have more info on their upcoming productions, I will let you know. And the Warner Theater will be running a production of School of Rock, the musical. That'll be taking place August 3rd, running through August 11th. For tickets and information, you can go to warnertheater.org. One audition to mention, and that is for School of Rock at the Warner Theater. Please note that you must schedule an appointment to audition, which you can do at warnertheater.org. There are going to be two types of auditions. Auditions for children will be on June 2nd from 1 to 6 p.m. and June 3rd from 6 to 7 p.m. And then adult auditions will be June 2nd and 3rd, both from 7 to 9 p.m. So, again, if you want to make an appointment to audition, go to warnertheater.org. And that is the buzz for this morning here on Backstage. We're going to pause for another quick word, and then we will come back to talk more sci-fi musicals.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on Backstage on WZBG. And since it is May 4th, Star Wars Day, the unofficial holiday, I'm featuring music from sci-fi musicals here on Backstage. And when I was talking about Be More Chill, I mentioned that it has some influence from another sci-fi musical that I am rather fond of. I'm talking about Little Shop of Horrors. It debuted in the early 80s. It was a collaboration between Alan Menken and Howard Ashman, who you might be familiar with. They went on to work for the Walt Disney Corporation and helped usher in the Disney Renaissance. They collaborated on Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and Aladdin for the Disney Corporation before the unfortunate passing of Howard Ashman. And their original collaboration, Little Shop of Horrors, was a sci-fi musical based on sort of those 50s B-grade sci-fi movies. It tells the story of a young man who finds a mysterious plant that, since he works in a flower shop, is rather interesting. And the plant turns out to be a sentient life form from another world, and it causes all kinds of trouble. It was off-Broadway in the early 80s. It's been on Broadway a few times. I think it's playing in New York right now, actually. And of course, there was a movie version in the late 80s featuring Rick Moranis and the original Audrey from the off-Broadway company. Green. It'll come to me. But this is from the Broadway cast recording of Little Shop of Horrors. We're going to kick things off with the song that sort of sets up the whole story. This is Doo-Doo.
Excuse me, I couldn't help noticing that strange and interesting plant. What is it?
It's an Audrey, too.
I've never seen anything like it before.
No one has.
Where did you get it?
Well, you remember that total eclipse of the sun a few weeks ago?
Da-doo.
I was walking in the wholesale flower district that day.
Shoo-da-doo.
And I passed by this place where this old Chinese man,
Chang-da-doo.
He sometimes sells me weird and exotic cuttings.
Shib-da-doo.
Cause he knows strange plants are my hobby.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-doo.
He had nothing unusual there that day.
Nope, da-doo.
And I was about to, you know, walk on by.
Good for you.
When suddenly, and without warning, there was this
total eclipse of the sun.
It got very dark, and then I heard a strange humming sound like something from another world.
Da-doo.
And when the light came back, this weird plant was just sitting there.
Oopsie-doo.
Just stuck in, you know, among the zinnias.
Audrey too.
I could have sworn it hadn't been there before, but the old Chinese man sold it to me anyway. For $1.95.
That was Doo-Doo, or Da-Doo, I think would probably be more accurate, but from Little Shop of Horrors, the Broadway cast featuring Hunter Foster in the role of Seymour, Carrie Butler in the role of Audrey, and Douglas Sills in multiple roles. The name I was thinking of, by the way, from the original off-Broadway cast was Ellen Green, played the original Audrey. But yeah, so there's little Seymour walking through and finds this seemingly strange plant that he didn't think was there before, but after the eclipse, there it was. And lo and behold, it takes on its own... Well, it kind of takes over is what it does. And it tries to entice Seymour to helping it do what it wants with this song. Again, from the original Broadway cast recording, here is Feed Me, also known as Get It.
Sudden changes surround me. Lady Luck came and found me. Thanks a million for making the magic you do. Thanks to you, sweet Petunia. Mushnik's taken a junior. And someday when I own this whole shop, I'll remember I owe it to you. Oh, Tui, who cares if I've been a little on the anemic side these past few weeks? So what if I've had a few dizzy spells, a little lightheadedness? It's been worth it, old pal. Look, I'm gonna run down to Schmendrick's and get something to eat. I'll see you later. Oh boy, here we go again. Tui, I haven't got much left. Look, just let me heal a few more days, okay? Then we'll start on the left hand again.
Feed me!
I beg your pardon.
Feed me!
Tui, you talked! You opened up your trap, your thing, you said...
Feed me, Krellborn, feed me now.
I can't.
I'm starving.
Oh, boy. Look, maybe I can squeeze a little out of this one, but...
I need some food! More! More!
But there isn't any more. What do you want me to do, slit my wrists? Look, how about I run down to the corner and pick up some nice chopped sirloin?
Must be blood.
Tui, that's disgusting.
Must be fresh.
I don't want to hear this.
Feed me!
Does it have to be human?
Feed me!
Does it have to be mine?
Feed me!
Where am I supposed to get it?
Feed me! me see more. Feed me all night long. That's right, boy. You can do it. Feed me see more. Feed me all night long. 'Cause if you feed me see more, I can grow up big and strong.
You eat blood, Audrey, too. Let's face it, how am I supposed to keep on feeding you? Kill people?
I'll make it worth your while.
What?
You think this is all a coincidence, baby? The sudden success around here? Your adoption papers?
Look, you're a plant, an inanimate object.
Does this look inanimate to you, punk? If I can talk and I can move, who's to say I can't do anything I want?
Like what?
Like deliver, pal. Like see you get everything your secret, greasy heart desires. Would you like a Cadillac car? Or a gas shot on Jack Parr? How about a date with Hedda Lamarr? You're gonna get it. How'd you like to be a big wheel? Dining out for every meal. I'm the plant who can make it all real. You're gonna get it.
You're gonna get it.
I'm your genie. I'm your friend. I'm your willing slave. Take a chance. Just feed me. You know the kind of eats, the kind of red hot treats, the kind of sticky, licky sweets I crave. Come on, Simon, don't be a putz. Trust me in your life, I shouldn't rob a King Tut. Show a little initiative, work up my guts, and you get it. Nothing till you met me. Come on, kid. What'll it be? Money? Girls? One particular girl? How about that Audrey? Think it over. There must be someone you could 86 real quiet like and get me some lunch. How'd you like a room at the Ritz? Wrapped in velvet, covered in glitz. A little nookie gonna clean up your zits. And you get it.
A Harley machine tooling around like I was James Dean, making all the guys on the corner turn green.
So you get it. Oh, if you wanna be profound, you really gotta justify. Take a breath and look around. A lot of folks deserve to die.
Wait a minute. That's not a very nice thing to say.
But it's true, isn't it?
No. I don't know anyone who deserves to get chopped up and fed to a hungry plant.
Sure you do.
Stupid woman! Christ, what a freaking scatterbrain!
I'm sorry, Doctor! I'm sorry, Doctor!
Now get the hell in there and pick up your goddamn sweater, you dizzy cow!
Yes, Doctor! Right away, Doctor! I see more. I left my sweater here before.
Come on, move it, you little slut! How do you like that stupid dame? Forgets a freaking sweater. Christ, if your stupid head weren't screwed on!
Lauren, that hurt!
Move it!
If you want a rationale, it isn't that hard to see. Stop and think it over, pal. The guy sure looks like plant food to me. The guy sure looks like plant food to me. The guy sure looks like plant food to me.
That was Feed Me, a.k.a. Get It, from the original, from, not, I don't know if it's the original Broadway cast, but from the Broadway cast recording of Little Shop of Horrors here on Backstage on WZBG, where this morning, because of May 4th, we're talking all about sci-fi musicals. But before we get back to that, let's talk about the weather, shall we? It is a gorgeous day out there, I must say. I've got some plans to go and deal with some yard work today, which is not all that exciting, but hey, at least it's a beautiful day for it. According to the WZBG Weather Center, today we're going to have a blend of sun and clouds with highs in the low to mid-60s. Tonight will be partly to mostly cloudy with lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, Sunday, thickening morning clouds, rain mid to late afternoon with highs in the low 50s. Tomorrow night, light to moderate rain ending after midnight with lows between 45 and 50. Monday should be clouds turning to sun and warmer with a high near 70. And Tuesday will be mostly sunny, warm and pleasant with a high in the low to mid-70s. Right now it's 56, 57 degrees, creeping on up towards 58 degrees at the WZBG studios here in Litchfield. So today looks like the pick of the weekend. If you need to do anything outdoorsy, today is probably your best bet for that. Although tomorrow, you know, earlier in the day should be nice, I guess. We shall see. Gotta love springtime weather here in Connecticut. Probably won't get too much of it before we're in the dog days of summer, because that's normally how it goes. But who knows? Who knows? But anyway, back to the music here on Backstage. We're talking about sci-fi musicals here today because of May 4th. May the 4th be with you, the unofficial Star Wars holiday. And, you know, why don't we do one more from Little Shop of Horrors? I love Little Shop of Horrors. And I was a little disappointed that the movie changed the ending. I won't, you know, for those of you that haven't seen the movie or haven't seen the stage version, I won't spoil it, but the ending of the movie is very different from the ending of the musical. So I was a little disappointed in that, but everything up to that point, so good. Rick Moranis was a great Seymour. Of course, Ellen Green, iconic as Audrey. The Broadway cast with Hunter Foster and Cary Butler and Douglas Sills, also absolutely tremendous. So here from that Broadway cast, we have a song called Supper Time.
If you want something removed in a hurry, it's best not to dispose of it on Skid Row.
What are you talking about?
This! A dentist uniform!
He's got your number now.
I saw it last week and didn't think twice.
He knows just what you've done.
And the little red dot seemed innocent enough.
You got no place to hide.
But now I catch you kissing the dentist's girlfriend.
You got nowhere to run.
And it begins to look like a motive.
He knows your life of crime.
Once he's out of the way, you move in, right?
I think it's supper time.
I'm innocent. I'm innocent.
Then come with me to the police and tell them that.
He's got his facts all straight.
Just so my conscience will rest easy.
You know he's on your trail.
If you don't, I'll have to go tell him myself.
He's gonna turn you in.
Now will you come?
They're gonna put you in jail.
Okay.
He's USDA prime. For my supper time.
I'll go lock up. We'll head over.
Come on, come on. Think about all those offers. Come on, come on. Your future with Audrey. Come on, come on. Ain't no time to turn squeamish. Come on, come on. I swear on all my sports. When he's gone, the world will be
okay, Seymour, let's go.
Don't you want to collect today's receipts so you can deposit them in the morning?
You put them in the safe, didn't you?
No.
Why not?
I forgot the combination.
It's thousands of dollars. Where is it?
In the plant.
In the plant?
I thought it was the safest place. No thief would look in there, right?
The money's inside the plant? So how am I supposed to get it?
Just knock.
Knock? Seymour! 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 Ah! Ah!
Ah! Suppertime from the Broadway cast recording of Little Shop of Horrors here on Backstage on WZBG. And let's jump to another sci-fi musical. And again, it seems maybe a little dated by our standards, but when it was originally written, it was very futuristic. I'm talking about, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. The source material when it was originally written was rather futuristic. And then someone came along and turned the source material into a comedy. And the comedy is what became the musical. I'm talking about Young Frankenstein, the musical, based on the Mel Brooks film of the same name, which of course is based on Mary Shelley's classic novel, Frankenstein. And it tells the story of a scientist who decides to see if he can reanimate dead tissue, bring something that is dead back to life. And his creation is its own thing and tries to do its own thing, and that causes some problems. And of course, Mel Brooks takes it and turns it on its head, and it becomes ridiculous and hilarious in all the best ways. So here from Young Frankenstein, the original Broadway cast recording, we're going to start off with a song called Join the Family Business. Now, as the story goes, Frederick Frankenstein is the grandson of the famous Victor Frankenstein, who created the monster, and he wants to distance himself from the shame of what his grandfather did. And through a series of circumstances, he's pushed into following in his grandfather's footsteps, and he's visited by his ancestors who come to him in a vision. And this is that vision. So here it is from the original Broadway cast recording. We have Roger Bart and the cast of Young Frankenstein with Join the Family Business.
We've been the pride of Romania since 1201, passed on for generations, father to son, descended from gypsies, as proud as we can be. Don't risk my curse, it could be worse. Embrace your family tree. Join the family business, learn the family trade, make yourself a monster, make the world afraid. Join the family business, you must take the family name. Follow in our footsteps and you'll win eternal fame. The Roquefords are celebrated for their Roquefort cheese. The Rothschilds are famous for their wines. Hershey's have their chocolates and Lipton's have their teas. When it comes to making monsters, you can't beat the Frankensteins. Join the family business, rob a grave or two. Stop the shop from closing, it all depends on you. Uphold the family honor, you must toe the family line. Join the family business, join the family business. Join the family business, for your name is Frankenstein. Meet your family! Your great-great-great-grandfather Mordecai.
Join the family business, boy, if you don't wanna die.
As you know, predestination from the day of your creation has determined your vocation. That's a fact.
Because you are a Frankenstein,
you have no choice,
you can't decline,
so show some spine.
It's time to sign the family pact. This is your fate. Become a Frankenstein before it's too late. We know you won't regret it. You should express your will. Reassess, you're under stress.
Just relax and make a serum. Come up with a brilliant theorem. Take your knife, create a life.
It ain't no fuss.
family enterprise. Best be prudent, best be wise. Time to open up your eyes. Join the family business.
Join the family enterprise. Best be prudent, best be wise. Time to open up your eyes. Join the family business. Join the family enterprise. Best be prudent, best be wise. Time to open up your eyes. Come on, come clean, don't make a scene. Your name's a pumpkin skin. Join the family business. Learn the family trade. Make yourself a monster. Make the world afraid. This is one position that you never can resign.
Do not make a fuss. There's nothing to discuss.
That was Join the Family Business from the original Broadway cast recording of Young Frankenstein the Musical here on Backstage on WZBG. And if you can believe it, we're coming up to the end of our time together, which is really, really sad because it is my favorite part of the weekend, the time that we get to spend together. And it's always a blast. It is always a blast. So I hope you have enjoyed my look at some of the famous sci-fi musicals of from Broadway. And there's a few others that I didn't get around to, unfortunately. You know, you could lump in It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, the musical based on the famous DC Comics character. That's kind of a sci-fi thing. You could look at the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is, again, based on those 1950s B-sci-fi kind of films, although very different from Little Shop in that sense. Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, very sci-fi, based on the Marvel Comics property. The Toxic Avenger musical, another sci-fi musical. They are out there. They're not as iconic necessarily. They're not as well known. They don't have as broad of an audience, perhaps. And of course, there are the technical limitations. But sci-fi does have its place in the annals of Broadway and theaters, so they are out there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to leave you with one more from Young Frankenstein the Musical. This is Roger Bart and Christopher Fitzgerald in the role of Igor. Not Igor, Igor. Trying to bring the new creation to life. And the song is aptly titled Life, Life. So here it is. In the meantime, I hope you all have a great week, and make sure you tune in next week for more Backstage here on WZBG.
So, now we hurl the gauntlet of science into the frightful face of death itself. Ever since the beginning of time, when life arose from primeval slime, death has ruled without question. Death has ruled supreme. Without the least suggestion that man could foil its scheme. But now we call on science to end death's evil reign. We shout in brave defiance, this soul shall live again. Life, life, let my creature live. Life, life, it's life that you must give. Fate, fate, through this storm and strife. Fate, fate, give my creature life. Tear the night asunder, cast your light upon the dark. The lightning bolts and thunder will ignite a mortal spark. Life, life, ere the break of dawn. Life, life, let my dream be born. Fate, fate, through this storm and strife. Fate, fate, give my creature life. Give my creature life.
This is it. Igor,
throw the first switch.
Yes, master.
Life, life. Give my creature life. Give my creature life. Now, throw the second switch.
Yes, master.
Thunder, cast your light upon the dark. The lightning bolts and thunder will ignite a mortal spark. Now, Ior, throw the third switch.
Not the third switch.
Yes, the third switch. Now it, damn you, throw it.
Yes, monster.
Inga, now.
Give me life.
This is FM 97.3 WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington.